Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Bonjour, welcome to the chronique de Véronique, aka Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
Where my focus today is on women, as one such of the gender prepares to visit the surface of the moon. It seems that there are in a region of 14,000 centenarian ladies in the UK. But 14,000 is nothing compared to the 31,000 French women who have reached the 100 mark. Is it the food, the wine, or the fact that by then their demanding husbands have long been pushing up the daisies? In the US, with its bigger population, the number rockets up to 80,000. And globally, it's thought that the number is as high as 900,000. So is that diet, hormonal, genetic? What sent me down this rabbit hole was reading about Jane Fonda and Barbara Streisand, both in their 80s, when they should know better, having a spat. Why should she get to do the eulogy for Robert Redford, hissed Jane? She only made one movie with him. I did four. But Babs had the song, so that was a win for her. And then there was the story about 93-year-old Kim Novak, or as my countrymen would call her, Novakova, who famously fell off a bell tower in front of Jimmy Stewart looking his most bewildered. Well, Kim wouldn't say no to a juicy acting part even now. There must be something about those Hitchcock gals, not all sadly, R.I.P. Janet Leigh and Ingrid Bergman, but Tippi Hedren, ex-mother-in-law of Antonio Banderas, is still going strong at 96. And the overall winner of the blondes is Anne-Marie Saint, North by Northwest, at 101. Well, another of those troopers, albeit dark-haired, allegedly, is the indomitable 91-year-old Joan Collins, whose latest film premieres later this year, where she takes on the role of the now seen as much maligned Duchess of Windsor in a semi-biopic of her last sad years in Paris. Some sociologists put down female longevity to regular visits to the doctor and taking your vitamins, or perhaps it's quaffing champagne on a regular basis, which might explain the numbers of French dames d'un certain âge. There was a recent article about being great at 80. Remember when it was fab at 50 and then sexy at 60? Well, now it's 80 plus. Martha Stewart, Helen Mirren, Catherine Deneuve, blazing the trail. And Gant, the sportif outfitters, have 82-year-old Lauren Hutton as their current pin-up. Hutton of the sexy gap in her front teeth. She never married, which may have been healthy, but her relationship with Richard Gere probably did her a lot of good as well. After the age of 40, I maintain a woman must never wear a buttoned-up cardigan or a sensible brooch, and she should keep wearing those stilettos for as long as she possibly can. I have two films for you this week. One is a sci-fi mega-movie, though much of it was filmed in Portsmouth, called Project Hail Mary, which derives from the American football term Hail Mary, meaning last-ditch attempt. Directed by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, written by Drew Goddard, and based on the 2021 novel by Andy Weir. The film follows the story of Ryland Grace, played by Ryan Gosling, having a whale of a time, a man who awakens on an interstellar spacecraft with no memory of how he came to be there, and he's light years away from Earth. The blurb tells us that Grace discovers that the Tomibi have evolved the ability to pass through their xenotite containers and are eating Hail Mary's astrophage fuel, whatever all that means. Secondly, and much more down to earth, is a harrowing documentary called 2 and 2 = 5, which we should all see because what Orwell set down in 1984 is happening in spades around the world. And it's chilling. Both Ron in Lectour, Ryan on the 3rd at 8:30, and Orwell on Sunday at 3, which I call ironic scheduling. Have a happy Easter, or at least.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Try to.
www.dfm930.com